Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, the I Choose Affirmation Rampage, which will be a new addition, as I'm always making new additions to my Success Master Keys and Daily Success Rituals series. So, this is going to be an affirmation rampage, something you want to do every day. To start your day. You should start your day every single day with, a good round of, well, I call the hour of power, doing meditation, affirmations, and so forth, to pre-pave your day, to create what you want every single day. All right, so here we go. The I Choose Joy Affirmation Rampage. I choose joy, and I choose to be happy regardless of any circumstances or conditions of my life or the world. Regardless of the dramas and traumas in other people's lives, I choose to be happy because it is more fun and feels better, and because my sadness for them helps no one, especially myself. I choose joy, and I choose to be happy regardless if I have what I want or not, and regardless if I have fulfilled my dreams or not, because it's a lot more fun to be happy rather than be sad that I don't want to have what I want yet. And I choose to be happy about the delicious feelings of my desires, because it is fun and delightful to imagine being, doing, and having what I want. I choose to embrace the delicious joy and excitement and bliss and sweet yumminess of my desires. And I love the joyful, delightful feelings of being, doing, and having what I want now. And whether I physically have what I want yet or not, I choose to enjoy having what I want now in my life. And it is fun imagining and feeling the delightful feelings of being, doing, and having what I want now. And whether I have the lover I desire yet or not, I choose joy. And I choose to delight in the delicious joy of desiring him or her. And I love the delightful, delicious, luscious, exciting, blissful feelings of having that lover now. And having fun doing wonderful, yummy, luscious, fun, loving, sexy, and adventurous things together. And whether I have the riches and the financial freedom and the time freedom I desire yet or not, I choose joy, and I choose to delight in the delicious joy of desiring those riches and freedom now, and especially enjoying all of the wonderful, exciting, fun, adventurous, creative, generous things I can do with those riches, wealth, and freedom. I choose joy, and I choose to be happy, even though most of my countless dreams and desires have not manifested yet, because I choose to delight in the deliciousness of desiring those dreams and fulfilling those dreams and living those dreams and being those dreams and having those dreams, because I am here for the joy of creating, not necessarily the joy of creations, even though the creations are fun too. I'm here for the joy of creating my dreams into physical reality, not having my dreams and possessing my dreams and proving my worth by how good of a creator I am and how successful I am or how talented I am or creative I am, etc. I'm here for the fun of creation. I'm here for the adventure, not the destination. And the destinations and the prizes are just the excuse to go on the countless adventures of creation. And no matter how many dreams and desires I successfully manifest fully into physical reality or not, there will always be a million more things to desire. And that is as it should be, because I am an infinite, immortal creator with an infinite amount of inspired ideas and dreams and desires. I can get 10,000 million brilliant ideas and have 10,000 million desires in a day, and there's not even enough time in each day to manifest them all. So I choose to be happy just delighting in my infinite creative ability to desire. And my desire about whatever it is that I want is enough. And it is not my job to control the entire universe. It is only my job to point out what I want and then enjoy the magical adventure as the universe completely rearranges itself and coordinates all of the cooperative elements and cooperative people to make my dreams and desires come true. I am a divine beer, not a doer. I came to planet Earth to play and create magically and delight in the miracle of creation. I did not come here to struggle and work hard and do. I came here to be, and have fun, and just desire, and enjoy my desires, and have fun desiring and being excited about my desires, and then witnessing the magic as my dreams and desires manifest all around me without hardly even lifting a finger, but instead letting the universe do all the hard work for me. I choose joy, and I choose to accept my greatness and my unlimited power of creation and my unlimited joy and ecstasy and love. And I choose to accept my immortality and my sovereignty, that I have sole discretion to be whatever I want to be, to do whatever I want to do, and have whatever I want to have. And no one in the entire universe is ever judging my desires as good or bad. I am the king. I am the queen of my universe. And because I am immortal and there is no judge but me, then what? That means I can do no wrong. And that means I never get anything done. My life and experience and my joyful adventure of creation never, ever ends. So I can let go of all that bullshit, shame, and guilt and regret that I was taught by society. I answer to no one but me. I am the God of my universe, and what I say goes for me, not for anyone else, just me. And what anyone else is doing is none of my beeswax. Love me, hate me, I don't care, because I choose joy regardless of what you think, say, or do or believe. And I choose to be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing or thinking or believing. Only I determine my self-worth, no one else. And I am absolutely priceless. I am absolutely invaluable. I am worth more than all the diamonds and gold in all the universes of universes. And what you think of me is none of my business, because I have no control over anyone else but me. And whether I have achieved my goals and my dreams and manifested my desires yet or not doesn't matter. I choose joy anyway, and I choose to be happy. And whether I have achieved greatness or not, or success or not, or whether I have achieved anything that people typically admire and use to gauge worthiness and value, doesn't matter. I am great, and I am priceless, and I am magnificent, and I am success, and I am riches, and I am prosperity itself. I am infinite abundance. Everything I desire, I already am. Regardless if I or anyone else believes I have made a difference or not, and helped other people or not, or generated value for others or not, or contributed to society or not, or have achieved fame or not, or received recognition or not, whether I'm admired by others or not, or have significance or not, or I have entertained or blessed others in some way or not, or have done something important or not, and have millions of loyal fans and followers or not, and even if no one else on planet Earth even knows I exist, I choose to recognize and honor and respect and edify my infinite, unlimited power, and honor and recognize how insanely amazing I am and how loving and generous and compassionate and how fun and joyful and creative I am and how significant I am and how important I am. I choose to be happy and immensely proud of myself. And I give myself gold stars and gold trophies and gold medals and riches and recognition and admiration and stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and how completely amazing I an admiration of how completely amazing I truly am. And regardless of any human factors that we love to use to judge each other, such as age or success or wealth or fame or talent or accomplishments or size or weight, regardless of what I have or have not accomplished yet, I am completely and infinitely magnificent. And what I do and accomplish or don't do and accomplish does not determine my worth and value. I determine my worth. Source determines my worth. Who I truly am determines my worth. And my worthiness has never been in question. And I am priceless and perfect and infinite and unlimited and magnificent and wonderful and immortal and amazing beyond all possible recognition. And every day I am just getting better and better and better and becoming more and more aware and more enlightened and more prosperous and more happy and more generous and more excited and more creative and more healthy and fit and vital. And every day I'm having more and more and more fun, and my life is getting more and more exciting and full of love and riches and adventures and fun and more fun and bliss and sex and joy and lusciousness and sensuality and deliciousness and luxury and more freedom and magic and miracles and power. And regardless of my supposed physical age, I am just getting started. And I can live as long as I like in this body, regardless of what other humans believe about age and disease and so forth. And I just get healthier and healthier and younger and more fit and more full of energy and more vitality. And my adventure of creation never, ever ends. And I have all of eternity to enjoy creating and manifesting my dreams and desires and having fun every step of the adventure. I am perfect just how I am, and so is everyone else. No one needs to change for me to be happy. And no one needs me to be any certain ways or to believe in any certain ways or to do anything for them. And no one needs my help, and no one needs my love or respect, etc. Because everyone is perfect just how they are, and everyone creates their own realities just like me. But I do love the feeling of doing amazing things for myself and other people. I love the feeling of being an inspiration to others and entertaining them and blessing them with my awesomeness and my creativity and my inspiration and my amazing wisdom. And I love the feeling of being a master of unconditional love, with the ability to love others regardless of what they do that is pleasing to me or not. And I love the feeling of doing significant and empowering and creative and entertaining and inspiring things for myself and other people. And I love the feeling of touching the hearts of countless others. I love the feeling of empowering countless other people and experiencing the delight of the admiration of others because of what I have inspired within them. I love the feeling of being loved and respected and looked up to and recognized for my mastery, but also recognized and admired for my joy and the joy that I inspire within others. I love the feeling of my joy being contagious and everyone catches it. And my state of joyful abundance and magic and richness and honor and respect and adventure are contagious. And people love me for it because I hold these natural divine states of being so strongly and so easily and so effortlessly. And I do them so naturally and easily. And I love being a natural lover, an unconditional lover. And I love the feeling of being admired and respected and honored and loved for my ability to be an unconditional lover and liver. I love the feeling of being able to get along with absolutely anyone because I can attune to whatever brings them joy, and I always easily find the gold in everyone. And people love me for that. I am a cosmic gold miner, and I am more vast and more infinite and more powerful and more magical and more amazing and more vital and more energized and more creative than any quote, human, unquote, experience or desire or accomplishment. I am already way beyond any basic need or desire to be significant or to be loved or to be admired or to achieve fame. And I choose to love myself and admire myself and respect myself and to know myself and worship myself and as the infinite, magnificent, all-powerful creator of infinite things, regardless of anyone else. I am cool. Yeah, baby, I am the ultimate in coolness because I don't care if anyone knows how magnificent I am because I know how awesome and magnificent I am, and that is all that matters. And people love me for my magnificent, unconditional coolness. I am daddy cool, or if you're a babe, I am mommy cool. And I don't need anyone to love me or respect me or honor me or admire me or worship me or adore me or approve of me. But I love the feeling of everyone loving me because of the amazing things that I inspire within them. How I inspire people to realize how awesome and magnificent and all-powerful and infinitely abundant they are. I love the feeling of everyone adoring me because of the amazing creativity and love and power I inspire within them. I love the feeling of receiving honor and respect and love and adoration and admiration because I inspire people to honor and respect and adore and admire and love themselves and other people. And I love the feeling of being an awesome inspiration of infinity, where people are inspired to realize how infinite and immortal and all-powerful and how unlimited they are. And I love the feeling of being a superhero that inspires the best in people. That is my superpower. I don't run around saving helpless, powerless victims. I show people they are not helpless victims at all, and they are infinitely powerful with the complete ability to create anything they desire, and no one needs saving. I am Empower Man, or if you're a case, I am Wonder Woman. I am Magnifico, the inspirer of magnificence, and I love the feeling of not needing other people's admiration or approval or love to feel good about myself. I feel joy, and I'm happy, and I feel amazing and vital and prosperous and worthy and significant and loved, regardless of anyone else and what they think, what they believe, because I am all of those things. I am joy, I am happiness, I am amazingness, I am vitality, I am significance, I am prosperity, I am wealth, I am riches, I am freedom, I am priceless self-worth, I am divine significance, I am creativity, I am love, I am joy, I am fun, I am everything I desire, and I can be, do, and have whatever I want, and the entire universe is supporting me 100% to make all those dreams come true. I have the infinite leverage of the entire universe of creation, of source, supporting me on my entire journey of creation, and my very existence, regardless of what I do or don't do, and every single one of my dreams and desires have massive, infinitely powerful significance because my existence and my desires are literally evolving life on planet Earth and growing and expanding and involving the universe. Every one of my powerful desires is influencing all of humanity and nature and the quality of the improvement of life on Earth in infinitely powerful ways with zero fanfare, but just with the simple, easy, superpowered superhero-ness that I truly am. So I choose joy regardless of anything because joy is my natural state of being. And all that I want is joy. The purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom. And I have the complete freedom to create anything I desire. My wish is my command. So I hope you enjoyed the I Choose Joy affirmation rampage. This will be a part of my Master Keys to Success and Daily Success Ritual Series, which is available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. There will be a link on this post. Please share this with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakhyron.com for more goodies to empower you to create whatever you want. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!